This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday he does not think Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to play politics with the war in Gaza.
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has.
President Biden earlier Tuesday said Netanyahu may be stalling on ending the war in Gaza for political reasons, according to an interview with Time magazine. Asked whether he thought Netanyahu was prolonging the war for his own political reasons, Biden said there is every reason for people to draw that conclusion. Biden, who has been pushing for an end to the nearly eight-month war, also said that it was certain or uncertain whether Israeli forces have committed war crimes in Gaza. He rejected allegations Israel is using starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, but said that he thinks they've engaged in activity that is inappropriate. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Slovenia has now joined Spain, Ireland, and Norway in recognizing a Palestinian state.
Slovenia's prime minister says he sped up efforts to recognize a state of Palestine in reaction to Israel's expanding invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The months-long offensive has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. Last week, President Joe Biden said that the three-phase plan was Israeli. However, Israeli leaders have since appeared to distance themselves from the proposal and vowed to keep fighting Hamas until the group is destroyed. Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza has killed more than 36,000 Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. House has now passed legislation that would sanction the International Criminal Court for seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The 247-155 vote delivered Washington's first rebuke to the war crimes.